And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Tad's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, come on down. Whether you're having yourself a party, a birthday party, an anniversary, someone has just died, a funeral, come down and have some fun at Tad's of Beverly Hills. No party is too big or too old.
Here at Tad's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell joins us, and this is the Phil Hendry Show from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I want to say that we are broadcasting right now live from Salt Lake City, Utah, and we are here at the invitation of the Boys and Girls Club of the South Valley in the Salt Lake City area. We also have Ted Bell on the line with us from Beverly Hills, California. And Ted, welcome to the program. We're kind of here and you're kind of there, although I know you were in Miami, weren't you?
I was in Miami, Phil. I flew back earlier this morning. Obviously I was back there for the debate, and it was.
How did you like the debate?
I got to tell you something, Phil. I don't know if you want to get into this right now. I felt that President Bush was not on the top of his game. I felt that, but this, you know, this goes to Homeland Security. Bill Richmond, who owns Rodeo Sushi and a couple of other places, had gone to the debate with me. And he was going to fly back with me, of course, but he decided to stay on in Miami for business. And of course, seeing how the presidential debate went on Homeland Security, I guess I was sort of in a thoughtful mood. So I got into my seat on the plane this morning, and I had a first-class ticket.
Okay.
And, of course, Bill's seat was open because he didn't come with me, so I thought I could get some work done. I got out some paperwork. I got out my computer. Now the flight attendant brought somebody up from coach to sit in the vacant seat. Now this is called an upgrade.
A lot of people do that, you know, they use their points.
Exactly. I wanted to talk, I looked at the flight attendant, and I said to her, and I asked her what was going on, because the first thing you go to is anything that's unusual that may be perceived as a risk, and she says to me that she's been upgraded from coach. Now I paid for a first class seat. Bill paid for his first class seat, but what's sitting in his seat is not Bill. Obviously, it's this person from coach.
Are you concerned about the whole idea of upgrades?
I really am. I really am. Yeah, I really do feel that with the terror threat, with President Bush doing as poorly as he did last night in Homeland Security, you know, I'm a big supporter. As I know you are, Phil.
Well, I don't think he did poorly. I think he could have been a little bit more on his game, but I think that, by and large, the perception thing, you know, as they say, style over substance.
Well, that's the whole thing, and I think he didn't look... So I'm worried about this, and I think that as you fly home from Miami, just having seen your president basically get, in my opinion, I thought he was taken apart at the seams by Kerry, and then I'm sitting in first class with a full fare ticket, and they sit this down next to me. What I'm trying to do is say to the airlines, we've got a security problem. That is really what we do. And
when they upgrade people from coach...
Look, if I could interrupt, Phil.
Go ahead.
First of all, they say to you when you sit down at an airline, you have to use the coach latrine. Everybody in first class gets to use their facility. But if you're in coach, you have to go back and use your one that's in the back. And the reason for this is the terror threat is perceived primarily to come from the coach seats. And when you upgrade somebody for the coach seats, you got a problem. You may be asking for a problem. And so I have to tell you, it was a concern of mine, and one that I do want to address, as I did with the flight attendant, and I also spoke very directly to the man.
All right, well, you told me before we went up, by the way, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You were at the debate last night. You flew in from Miami this morning. You were sitting first class, and they upgraded a guy.
Yeah, this upgrade thing is...
Well, people do it with points.
See, that's what I want to get. What do you mean points? What does that mean, points? In other words...
Well, what they do is they fly a certain number of miles, they get points, and then they can upgrade a seat.
Yeah, that is a breach of Homeland Security and FAA regulation. And why the flight attendants don't say something... First of all, there are people in first class that could be upgraded. And
well, how do you get upgraded in first class?
You can move ahead a few rows. You're certainly going to get a little bit of a better view if you're, you know, in the, one of the first two rows. You can see what's ahead of the plane as opposed to, you can see what's coming up. And why are they not doing that? What they're doing is they're putting fear into the people that sit in first class, flyers. And I think it's something that needs to be looked at. And I spoke very directly to this man.
All right, I'm going
to
give our phone number out right now. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell has joined us. Homeland Security being on your mind after having seen the debate, you were concerned about this man getting upgraded to first class where you were sitting. You feel it's time for the airlines to shut that program down?
I pay for a full fare ticket. And when this man got up to use the first class latrine or you know, the men's room, I said to him, you know, I asked him where he was going. He said he was going to use the bathroom. I said, well, you're actually from coach. So while you're sitting here, you need to use the coach latrine. And he looked at me as if, you know, as if I was crazy. You see? So this is...
Well, why wouldn't he want to use the first class? You know, you see what I'm saying?
He didn't pay a full fare price. I pay the full fare price. The other problem that you have is when these people move up from coach, people who sit in first class have a tendency to, I want to say their hygiene's a little better. This gentleman was a little bit, if I could, you know, as the kids say, B.O., yeah? You know, the kids will say, hey, this guy's got B.O. My son's always coming home and saying, oh, the kid, he's got B.O. This guy had B.O., and I'm saying that there is a way to do it.
All right, let me just, if I could interrupt here, Ted.
Go ahead, Bill.
I believe that there is a risk of sounding a bit snobbish.
You immediately go there, don't you?
There's a risk of sounding snobbish as if I belong in first class.
No, again, let's remember what we're talking. The flight attendant says clearly at the beginning of every flight, those of you in coach, stay there. Those of you in first class, can we get you a drink? That is the essential difference. And what I'm trying to say is primarily this. If they're telling people in coach to stay there because the terror threat is perceived as coming from coach, because they can rush the door. Now, you put one of those people in first class, he can rush the door. The other thing that I think needs to be said is there is a certain anxiety level that rises in first class when you bring one of these people up from coach, because now people in first class are thinking, is there a security breach going on here? Is there a risk? My anxiety level, everyone's reaches. And I was talking to Bill Richard about this, and Bill said, it's possible that someone in first class who doesn't mean any harm at all, out of fear, will pick up one of the plastic knives they give you, hold it to the throat of a flight attendant, and he didn't want to do anything bad when he first got on the plane, but suddenly he's holding a flight attendant with a plastic knife to her throat, and when, of course, when he gets off the plane, he goes, I don't know, why did I do that?
Well, you're talking about, like, mass hysteria.
I'm talking about a full-fledged mass panic. And
are you telling me you would feel like getting up and slitting someone's throat because a terrorist is next to you?
I'm saying that your thinking isn't clear. I may want to rush the cockpit. He may want to rush the cockpit. What you're doing is you are suddenly becoming infected. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome, Bill. I don't know if you've read up on it. Where basically, people become terrorists because there's a bad example set there after they've been kidnapped. And they said, well, I'd like to do that too. And these are the things that I think you want to talk about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to a phone call here, Ted, because we do have people holding on the line. I've got Laura. Laura's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Laura?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I do not agree with the person who is speaking right now. I do not feel it's a breach in Homeland Security at all to have someone bumped up to first class.
Well, but why do they keep people back in the coach section? You got to ask yourself that question. But I think when you do, you put these things together.
They keep people back in the coach section because they obviously can't afford to be paying up in first class. I would love to fly up in first class. I can't afford it.
No, but they say you can't use the bathroom.
In first class is to use my airline miles and have them move me forward. I think that would be fantastic. I feel it's very pretentious and pompous. I think it's a social standard that you're looking at. that you don't want people who can't afford it to be sitting in first class.
Ted, you wanted to make a comment?
I just want to say to Laura, first of all, Laura, why do they tell you you can only use the bathroom in coach? You know, you've heard the flight attendant say that. Please stay back there, and if you need to go, you know, number two or whatever you need to do, go back and do it back there. Why? Because
that's what you paid for.
Well, no, I mean, the bathrooms are the same. Believe me, I've been to the coach latrine, to the first class latrine. Other than the fact they do have different soaps in the first class men's bathroom, and there's some towels that they have. But why? The reason is because the terror threat is perceived as coming from coach. I don't know. You're a nice lady. I'm talking to you now. You come up into first class. I've never met you before. You've got a lot of people nervous. Why are you there? Why? Why? This is what is un- I'm sorry?
If you have not been bumped up to first class, then you shouldn't use the first class bathroom. If you've been bumped up to first class, then why not?
Why are you using the first class bathroom if you're in coach?
Well,
I'll tell you why.
You shouldn't be.
Maybe it's probably because you want to, but the other thing is, maybe you want to get up there to get into position to rush the cockpit. And these things...
Absolutely. I just think it's an absolutely ridiculous
absolutely absurd
notion.
If that's so ridiculous, I invite you to travel to New York City and go downtown. There's a large hole in the ground there.
Yes,
right, Ted,
I used to work there.
We know about...
Okay, then, you know, it would be ridiculous. Those guys rent the cockpit from coach, okay? And
were those guys in coach?
Who?
The guys that did the 9/11 job?
My understanding is they had a standard coach ticket, yeah. And they were back, way back. They were like in row 26, sweating... assembling weapons back there. No one saw anything. And the next thing you know, they're running up, and as they were running forward, guess what they told the flight attendant?
What?
They said, I gotta go. I gotta use the bathroom. They're running up there, and the next thing you know, you've got dead people. So, Laura, it's something to think about when you're traveling with your children.
How do you know that? They actually told the flight attendant they have to go up and use the bathroom. That's noted in the flight data.
It was one of the last. It was one of the last things the flight attendant said when she was on the cell phone. She said the guy needs to use the can. I gotta go.
And that's what they.
No, heard. I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Well, I'm sorry. It's in the intelligence. It was in the chatter that I heard about.
The chatter, huh? So in other words, when these cats were talking back and forth.
I didn't read about that in the 9/11
there was chatter,
report.
Did you read the 9/11 commission report?
Yes, I did.
All of it? Because there was chatter.
I'm three quarters of the way through.
Okay. What do you mean chatter?
The chatter that the CIA picked up subsequent and prior had something to do with, you know, let's go use the can. Let's pretend like we got to squeeze one off of it or something like that, and we'll go up and use it.
All right. Look, at Laura, thank you for your call. It's a concern.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to be right back. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Is it time that we stop upgrading people from coach to first class? Is it time that we begin to... be a little bit more secure? When you put people in coach up to first class, is it making people in first class nervous? Is it the possibility these people are terrorists? Ted believes that flying back from Miami after hearing President Bush, in his words, not perform all that well in the debate, we may have a problem. 1-800-449-8686. We're broadcasting live from Salt Lake City. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Ted Bell.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I can't think straight.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You're on right now.
Come on down.
Yeah, Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got a great barbecue coming up this weekend. Football's on in the lounge. Come on down. Bring the family. Oh.
Okay, you still got...
Okay. Come on down and bring the
family.
Are you...
We want to put our meat in your...
You are concerned, aren't you?
I'm very concerned. Two things concern me. President Bush's performance last night means that I don't think he's got the greatest grasp of the national security issue, the homeland security issue. Secondly, and more importantly, it's funny what our leaders don't think of. I'm there in first class. And you know, I'm Ted Bell, Phil. I own one of the biggest restaurants in America, and I suppose it's natural for me to think outside of the box. But suddenly, here comes this you know, guy from coach sitting next to me. I'm Ted Bell. And so I said to the flight attendant, this is exactly what the president was trying to say. This guy comes up from coach, and the next thing you know, he's holding a razor blade to your throat. And that is...
Boy, that's a hell of a thing to talk about on a plane.
Well, you said some flight attendant was talking that way.
Well, I was flying... Yeah, I was flying back at...
What was she saying?
Well, I was flying back from... Marie and I were flying back from Aspen, and I... Or no, Mexico, and the flight attendant was talking about somebody trying to bust into the cockpit.
You see what I'm saying? These... Look, you've got to talk. You've got to air it out.
And, well, I told her. I said, I don't think it's appropriate to talk that way. Let me go to some phone calls here, Ted.
I do want to talk with people out there... Because I want to warn them. I don't know what you had in mind.
I think there's a lot of people who disagree with you.
Well, okay, they disagree with me. Look, I've been flying first class for... I don't know what you're talking... I've been flying first class for...
There's a lot of people who do use their upgrades. Let me go over here to line one. Where are we going? To line one. Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dorothy.
This gentleman...
Hello, Dorothy. This is Ted Bell.
Yes, well, Mr. Bell, you're very impressed with yourself. I can see that, and you really have a class problem.
No,
I worked the airline. I worked for the airlines for a good many years, and it's common to upgrade, and it doesn't mean that everybody sits.
Before 9/11. I want to make this very. Before 9/11, we could upgrade. After 9/11, you're upgrading. Some guy who's got, a plastic explosive in his underwear.
You have no proof of something like that.
Why do they keep people back in coach now? Because they...
Well, you mean,
Well, why do they do it? Because
Because they want to have their attendants fully aware of anything that may look a bit amiss, whether it's in first class or coach. I don't think there's any way for you... Well,
first
I don't
class.
Think there's
I
any way.
I've dated a lot of stewards. I've dated a lot of flight attendants from first class. If they're so nervous, why are they going out with me? Okay? You don't see that happen in coach. Number two, and more important.
What are you talking about, man, if they're so nervous they wouldn't go out with you?
Maybe they didn't choose to go out with you, but that doesn't sound like that would occur to you.
You know, we just saw our president get, and pardon me for saying this, Dorothy, get figuratively raped by John Kerry on national security, and you're laughing about it?
No,
they're upgrading people from coach.
You have a problem with switching from one thing to something entirely
different.
I wasn't laughing at all.
You were laughing at the idea that people are getting razor-bladed up and down and slipped.
No, I wasn't. You jumped to an awful lot of conclusions, sir.
Well, look, if you worked at... See, you were a flight attendant back when you were... You know, you could go up to the cockpit for 20 minutes or whatever you did.
Oh,
they
we
don't
didn't
do
do
that.
Things like that. We didn't
well,
do things like that.
In the film,
How old
in the,
are you?
Ma'am, in the film Airport, Dean Martin knocked up Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, come on. It's a movie, dude.
You know
well,
what?
But the point
you're,
that
you're
I'm
a tacky man. You may ride first class, but you have a tacky kind of language.
Dorothy, I'm Ted Bell. I built one
I
of the largest
well,
restaurants.
Should I write that down and do it in golden?
I think that what I'm trying to say to you, Dorothy, is I've been a successful businessman for over 20 years. And I think I know a little bit about what makes this country work and work well.
Well, I'll tell you what, you were still in the cradle when I was working.
Well, when you were working, they were, what, propeller-driven? Did you work when there were jets? Were you on a jet?
Oh,
well,
really?
Dorothy.
Yeah, I was, and it was so exciting.
You know, you're being sarcastic, and
yeah,
that's marvelous.
Yeah, because you're stupid. You're just
well, ma'am. You can call me stupid, but tell me I'm not lying when I say to you, some guy can jump up easier from first class and cut your throat than from coach. Why
that's
can't
right.
those coach
just,
people?
He may even have bought a first class ticket. I don't think they screened
no,
for that.
People in all the years I've been riding first class, no one ever came to first class who bought a full fare ticket without taking a shower. Now that's.
Oh,
I'm Ted Bell.
That is.
No, really?
Sir.
Okay, I can prove it.
All right, well, when we come back.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, Dorothy. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Chad's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy. I'm one of the hostesses at Chad's of Beverly Hills. Come on in with a big birthday party full of people and wonderful things happen at Chad's.
Here at
really
Chad's.
Fun. All right, you can stop.
Do you want to put our meat in your...
Is that Dorothy or Carol?
That's Dorothy is one of our hostesses, I should say, Phil, and she's phenomenal. It's been a big part of our success. I want to get back, if I could, Phil, to this discussion of the upgrade and
Let me, if you don't mind, ask this question before we go back to some calls. You keep tying in with President Bush's appearance last night.
Look, Phil, I know you don't want it to be as bad as it was.
I think that you're overreacting. I think the president probably could have been stronger. I don't think he got his... You used the rape word.
I think he got his rear end handed to him last night. And now I'm thinking about this coming back from Miami, and here comes this guy from... All I'm saying to the airlines is this. Now, you can have Ted Bell sitting in first class, or you can have Joe Sixpack... Wife beater shirt, no shower, a baseball cap, turned around backwards, feet up on the seat in front of him, not a full fare customer, possibly a terror threat. And when I mention the Stockholm Syndrome, what we're talking about is the synergy between the attacker or the terrorist and the individuals being attacked. And what happens is they take on the qualities of that person. What you're going to find, reasonable, law-abiding people in first class, suddenly rushing the cockpit for no reason. And this is...
You're trying to tell me...
Look, the thought of it makes me want to vomit up. Just vomit blood. That's how I feel about it, and I am trying desperately.
You're telling me that reasonable first-class people will rush the cockpit because of...
Out of fear, yes, out of anxiety. It's called mass hysteria. Ask any doctor about it. Look, I'm Ted Bell. I know the lady didn't... She said, I don't know who you are. You ask anybody within the Beverly Hills area, they're going to know who I am, okay? And that's... I'm an Irish Catholic who's voting for Bush. In Beverly Hills, that's a rare thing. But I will tell you something. I feel very, very deeply concerned about it.
All right, let me go over here to Vicky. Hi, Vicky. Or no, hold on for just a second, Vicky. I want to... First, get to a lady who's been hanging on a little bit longer, and this is Violet. Hi, Violet. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, thank you. I'm very
yes,
glad
ma'am.
I got on.
You're on with Ted Bell.
Yes, I know. I think he's quite obnoxious, actually.
I'm Ted Bell.
Yes, I understand that. You've said your name at least 50 times since you've
started. What I'm trying to make the point is that as a successful businessman...
Excuse me, Ted Bell. Excuse me. I'm older than you, so let me talk. It's my
well,
life,
that doesn't
my dad.
Necessarily.
You listen to me now, Ted Bell, because I'm older than you and have a little bit of respect for me.
Well, first of all, I'm a native. Well, I'm a native-born American, and you sound as
oh,
if you
listen,
got the.
Excuse me.
You know, are you
special?
Italian? Well, are you Italian? I just want to know where you're from. Italy?
No,
oh,
I'm not
sounds,
from Italy.
Are you from Scotland, Violet, or?
Where I'm from, I'm an American, so don't be talking about which way I talk.
Well, you sound like something out of Oliver. So, what are you
well,
telling me?
I'm calling.
One of the things that
let's let that lady talk. Who cares what she's
obnoxious.
I was born and raised in America.
Words.
You got somebody here who's popping out of Mary Poppins, and she's trying to tell me what's going on.
Just let the lady talk.
Okay.
No, he can't because he's the only way he gets a point is because
you know,
he overtalks everybody else. Let
the British
speak.
Sound the way they do because they grow up talking with a biscuit in their mouth.
Yeah, well, that's never mind. At least it isn't bad words like you using.
Go ahead, Violet. This is Phil Hendry.
Your mother given you a few whacks when she heard you speak like that. And you listen to me.
You know who this is? This is Joan Plowright. God, I love you.
I'm not interested in how many restaurants you own. I don't care about them. I don't care about how you made your money. But if someone worked and made money to get a fare on a plane and did it a lot of times, enough to get upgraded on the plane, that's very lucky for him. You
okay,
just walk
so
on
terrorist,
the plane.
So a terrorist goes out, gets points,
oh,
upgrades
himself.
Don't
be telling me this
okay.
nonsense. If
what do you mean
really,
nonsense?
If
how
somebody
they
gets
keep...
sick in your
See, first of all,
don't be talking to me like that. That's crazy. Now listen
if someone
to me
is sick, they use
talking.
The aft care. Look at Violet, I have great respect
no,
for the years
you
that you live.
okay?
I certainly understand, but,
no.
You know, this isn't My Fair Lady, and you're not learning how the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. What I'm trying to do,
no,
desperately,
and don't
is to
be rude.
Ted,
you're really very, very, very rude.
Ma'am,
and
when it comes to the security of my country,
you better get your sins forgiven to speaking to someone older than you with your nasty voice. Because I'm paying for my phone call, you just be quiet for a minute. Now, you listen to what I'm saying.
I'm tired of listening to you.
Everybody in America knows who you are. That you don't need to brag anymore. So just be quiet.
Let me ask you just one thing. I want you to sing the Lucky Charms song. Always have to be Lucky Charms. You know,
come on, Ted. If you are concerned about you made fun of that lady for laughing about national security a minute ago. Now you won't let this woman talk. She's saying that if someone upgrades themselves, they deserve to be there.
I'm saying the time has come to eliminate that little free ride that the airlines have been giving all of these people out there.
Did you not get a free ride? They paid for it.
I pay full service. I pay full fare, and yet pilot here gets to come up with her knitting. Into first class, you get to sit there with your knitting and your biscuits and tea or whatever.
No, I'm sorry, Ted. You can't sit with knitting because they don't allow knitting needles on the plane anymore.
Yeah, that's right, Ted.
You don't know your flight, please.
That's right, Ted. What do you think of that?
Yes, they don't allow knitting needles on the plane.
How is it a native-born American is being subjected to ridicule by you, Mr. Henry, by this individual who is a part of the country that at one time had us in chains?
Will you knock it off, man? The lady is saying some very...
Look, do me a favor, Violet. Could you say Bond, James Bond? No, you
I'm
can't.
I'm not
you
saying
know
anything that you wish, right. Because you've right. got a nasty mouth.
Are you serious, Ted?
I am very serious about protecting my country, yes.
Violet,
oh, you
you're
don't.
Americans.
You are not protecting your country. You are so upset because someone's getting a seat in the first class and you can't stand it.
I love James Bond in that movie, or what's his name? What's the guy?
Very good.
Sean Connery?
Then
Sean
just
Connery
remember
goes,
that. Which
just like a wolf to bring a knife to a gunfight.
So I can come in and see you. Would you like to tell me that?
Violet, I wanted you to know something. As much as I appreciate your love and concern for our great country, if they upgrade you,
if
or any member of the Irish race
all right,
into
Ted,
first class...
Ted, can you wait 1 second and let me tell
some
you
hands.
That I was right. upgraded because... 40 years ago, my mother was very ill. I had a small baby. I had to go over to England.
Okay, this has been Haley Mills.
No,
listen to me now.
Yeah. You listen to me.
All right, look at Violet. Why don't you hold on, hon? Because I do have to move on to some calls. Just hold on for a second.
Even you recognize she's trying to filibuster her way through some sort of a rationalization of terrorism. Now you want to?
No, wait a minute, man. It's a lady. The lady has lived in this country. One of the things I really resent is an American with an accent being singled out for ridicule. And
well, it's what we do in this country to try and take our minds off the fact that many of these people with accents, Mr. Henry, have been responsible for some very serious acts of terror. I'm not saying Violet did, but I am saying the time has come to ask these people questions. If they have a thick accent, if they have a distinguishable accent, something that sounds. This lady is very thick, and you know I made jokes about Mary Poppins. I'm sorry, you're not going to first class.
Wait a minute, somebody with an accent?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
An Irish accent.
You heard of the IRA? Oh, my God. Yes.
All right, let me go over to Vicky. Where are we going to? Yeah, Vicky. Hi, Vicky. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead, Vicky.
I was just wondering how much difference you think the price is between coach and first class.
How about the difference in price? I wouldn't be able to tell you because I haven't bought a coach ticket in so long. It would embarrass me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, it's not that different anymore. The airlines have discovered that they've been giving away these free first class tickets to their passengers that fly quite often. You don't qualify for a coach upgrade unless you have a great number of miles. Not a silver elite, but a gold, but a platinum elite.
Right. Well, one of the things is, my credit card automatically rejects any coach ticket. That is.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you like the luxury of first class, and I really believe the reason. And I don't blame you because I enjoy it myself.
My credit card will not accept a coach ticket. It's almost like
mine. That's fine.
Right.
So apparently, but using your rationale, that proves that you couldn't possibly be a terrorist. So I appreciate that thought.
What I'm afraid of is the fear that when you people come up to, and I don't mean you people, but when one of you comes up from coach, there is a disquiet in the first class cabin. Word
gets around. Most of the people in first class are already there on point. That's the whole thing. They're giving away the ticket. Now they've changed the difference between coach and first class to be $150, maybe $200.
Those of us who buy full fare, we see each other a lot on the same flights. You know the ones that are not right. And I'm trying to say that...
Well, you're saying that somebody who's upgraded is not right, and well, you're saying they're a terror threat.
I don't know why we continue a silly upgrade program where
but
one of these people
upgrade
can come up
without,
and force me into wanting to slit a stewardess's throat. Why don't you listen
upgrade.
To me?
You can't upgrade without them knowing your Social Security number and all kinds of other information.
Well, the point
it's
is this.
It's not possible. You don't have a high enough status for the airline to upgrade.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I know.
Well,
I'm
maybe
you
want
to... That's exactly
well,
what I'm
know,
trying
I
to say.
Make, I think you're making this up as you're going along. Are you
no, you don't understand the process.
What
I understand
airline do you
why.
Work for?
You just
what?
Buy a first-class ticket.
No, you buy a first-class ticket, okay? That's a full-price ticket. You get upgraded with points. That means that if you say there's not that much of a difference in price, then why don't they just buy the ticket, then get upgraded? Aha! I'll tell you why. Because they want to come up front, case the first-class area, see what's going on, who are the flight attendants, come back on another flight, nose around a little bit more, and then flight number three, there's a full-bore effort to jimmy the cockpit door.
You can't do that without
door,
having a complete, like,
set
a first
explosives,
place status with the airline.
And escape to the latrine, and you saw
you've
got to
be a platinum flyer in order to upgrade, which means
you've
got 100,000 points or whatever.
All right, look at... Shelby, you're making some very good points, and she's talking about flyers, clubs.
Well, I don't know anything
yeah,
about that. Yeah, 50,000
points within a 12-month period.
Hey, great.
That's
you know what? I bet you. Okay, great. So there's green stamps, too.
All right. Don't make fun of people because they happen not to have your income.
I am not. I am trying to say that as an individual who cannot afford the full fare ticket to sit in first class, I think the time has come to simply say to those people, pay full fare or just stay back there where you can be contained and looked at periodically through a curtain.
Oh, man, dude.
Let me ask you a question, Phil. Did you fly to Salt Lake City?
Yes, I did.
First class?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well.
And it doesn't matter to me whether a guy upgrades or not.
You know something? You haven't been flying long enough.
Let's go to some more phone calls. I haven't been flying long. I've been flying my whole life, man. I've been flying my whole...
I'm talking about first class.
Dawn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right. Anyone that's believing that a fabric curtain is going to make you more safe because somebody's got the money to upgrade, yeah, that's the same as money at the...
Look, President Bush said he was going to make us safer, and he's allowing these upgrades to go on.
Yeah,
all
first
over the
problem
place.
Is believing President Bush is going to make you safer. Look at his policy. Look what he's done. You've twisted Homeland Security.
Look what he's done. He's done more than Mr. Kerry, who has been talking out of 18 sides of his face.
Said that Mr.
You know, but the point that
go
I'm making
back to
here
911,
is that
Ted.
When you were 9/11 is the Stockholm syndrome, where the terrorists wanted everybody to join them in blowing the plane up.
You're the same record as Bush is if you're going to actually keep parroting the same thing rather than making a real point. The real point is 911
occurred the same thing
because
John Kerry saying,
failure.
I'm in favor of the war, no, I'm against the war. No, I'm in favor of the war, no, I'm against the war. I'm John Kerry, and I've been clear all along. I'm in favor and against it.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
Look, Don, and by the way, I love the name Don. It's a beautiful name. And it reminds me of a song many years ago. Don, go away, I'm no good for you. You remember that song? It's a beautiful song. What I'm trying to say is simply this, Dad. When the terrorists come up to first class, they'll slit your throat from ear to ear just as much as they will mine, even though you're voting for Kerry and I'm voting for Bush.
It doesn't matter which seat you're sitting in, my friend. You are just as much in danger having them come up from the 26th row as you are sitting next to you. They're still on the plane. The problem is security.
It's unlikely that a man who spent $4,000 for a one-way ticket is like, gee, I think what I'll do is blow the plane up while he's having a wonderful filet mignon, his choice,
yeah.
Red, white, or white.
Come on!
Oh,
are you,
Ted,
it's
come
very
on, buddy.
Unlikely a guy's going to blow the plane out of this guy who's going to spend that much money. Are you nuts or something?
The only thing safe you can do, Ted, right. You need to invest in your own airline right. Because it's the only way you're going to be secure.
Well, with John Kerry as president, you're right. Ooh, I'm sorry. Did that sting?
No, it didn't.
Come on.
No, she gets Kerry in office. By God, I will buy my own airline.
I'll get Kerry in office because it's the right thing to do for security. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, he's got so much of a record on that, too.
All right, look, thank you very much, Don, for your call. I appreciate your call. And it sounds to me like you were baiting a lot of these people. And
no, Phil, I don't do any baiting except the starts with an M. You know,
as long as you've been on my show, you've tried to get your own talk show. And with that kind of material, you know.
You know what, Phil? God bless our president. God bless everyone who just called this hour. God bless you. But until we begin to crack down on these fat women and these dumpy men who go, I've got, can I upgrade to first class? And the next thing you know, they've pulled off their Disneyland t-shirt, they've whipped off their I've been to Carlsbad Cavern shorts, and you're looking at a heathen with hot coals for eyes, sharpening a saber, ready to drive it through the body politic of Christianity. I'm not going to let it happen. Now, I'm Ted Bell.
I know.
You know what? You can go. You can go to the horned one.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, he hung up. I don't know what to tell you other than we did fly first class. And anyway, this is the Phil Henry Show. We're live in Salt Lake City, broadcasting live. We do thank Ted Bell for his effort at Homeland Security. Don't let people upgrade because they may rush the cabin from coach.